This is Ozarks at Large. Supporters of a law to raise the state minimum wage from $6.25 an hour to $8.50 an hour over the next 3 years have gathered what they think are enough signatures to qualify for the November general election ballot. The signatures will have to be reviewed and approved by the Secretary of State's office first. Who does raising the state's minimum wage really help? Where will the money come from to support this endeavor? To find out more, Roby Brock from our content partner Talk Business and Politics recently sat down with the Reverend Stephen Copley, who leads Give Arkansas a Raise Now, the group pushing this ballot initiative.
So you think you got your numbers? You think you got your signatures? You're at least over the threshold.
But we're still collecting signatures, just because, as you said in the intro, we want to make sure that there'll be, you know, issues about validation and those kind of things. So we're going to continue to collect till we're ready to turn them in, just to make sure.
And the cutoff date for turn them in July 7th.
That's correct.
All right, so we'll know more a little after the July 4th holiday here. I want to pull up a poll that we did recently back in April to gauge support for the minimum wage. We found, when we asked people this in our Arkansas Hendricks College poll, 79% support raising the minimum wage, the state minimum wage, 17% opposed. Do those numbers really surprise you?
No, they don't. I think folks know that instinctively. They know they have a family member, a friend, a colleague that are, they're working hard, they're playing by the rules, and they can't make ends meet. So no, it doesn't surprise me at all.
All right, there's some things that people need to know about raising the minimum wage. I think we have another graph here that talks about just some of the elements of it here. This proposal that you guys have proposes raising it to $8.50 from $6.25 an hour over the next 3 years. Businesses have to have more than 4 employees, less than $500,000 in sales, although I think the higher wage prevails, so this will apply to many more businesses if it should pass.
That's correct.
So are you worried about the impact on business on this? This will have a cost for some folks, particularly the hospitality industry, which has expressed some concerns. There's other businesses as well.
Well, and certainly we would have some concern. You don't want to see business harm, but we think that with the tiering in, that gives time for folks to budget in that increase into their plans. And studies usually have shown that when there is an increase, in many ways productivity increases. Workers are happier. Sickness, illness, job loss decreases. So we think that it levels out in the long run.
You've run through some numbers with me before about how much the minimum wage calculates on an annual basis for someone. What's the dollar amount for someone making minimum wage in Arkansas?
Well, if they're, you know, right now the state minimum wage is 6.25, and that's about $13,500 a year. And what's interesting is if you say somebody spends $100 a week on groceries, there's $5,200. If they spend $300 for their housing a month, they've spent $9,000, and they've just bought their groceries and their housing, and those are probably low figures. So you have automobile, gasoline, insurance, clothes, and it, folks just can't make those ends meet.
We've seen some Democratic candidates, Senator Mark Pryor, Democratic nominee for Governor Mike Ross, have come out in support of this measure. I want to kind of pull up a third graphic that we have here about where some contributions from the Arkansas Interfaith Alliance, which is you're part of and is working with on this issue too. Big dollars coming from this group to help underwrite this cause. You've got Pinnacle Structures, which is a business in Cabot. You've got a couple of different unions here with some big dollar contributions, the Democratic Party of Arkansas. I guess I have not seen any Republicans come out in support of raising the state minimum wage. I've asked a few and they've been undecided at this point in time. Are we going to see some bipartisan support for this issue eventually?
Well, that would be our plan. We're concerned about the issue because it's the right thing to do. People need more money in their pockets, and we've said from the very beginning, anybody who would like from any party to endorse this, we would be very welcome, very entertaining of that.
Are you working on some potential Republicans right now?
We are going to begin to do that, yes, to reach out to them and encourage them and see if they would endorse this. So it really is, from our perspective, a bipartisan effort, and we'd welcome anybody to be part of it.
That was Roby Brock from our content partner Talk Business and Politics, speaking with Reverend Stephen Copley from the group Give Arkansas a Raise Now. Support for Talk Business and Politics on Ozarks at Large is provided by AT&T, challenging drivers to take the pledge to never text and drive. No text is worth the risk. More information at itcanwait.com. And Bank of the Ozarks, committed to helping business owners succeed by combining the tools and services businesses need with accessible experience and knowledge. More information at bankozarks.com.
And the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas. Diversity is the key to reliability and affordability. From the state's largest industrial user to a home at the end of a long country road, the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas serve members with a stable supply of electricity backed up with fuel diversity. Coal, oil, natural gas, hydropower, and renewables. More at AECC.com. And the Arkansas State Chamber of Commerce and Associated Industries of Arkansas. More at ArkansasStateChamber.com.